Can't tell.
It's moving. 25, 26.
Talk to Ray. Talk to Ray and let him know. Because he can't tell me to ask. And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, we can get started. Welcome everyone, and I'd like to call this meeting of the Bartlett Public Library District to order. It's 7 p.m. Roll call.
Sias?
Here.
Boyer's absent. Barry?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vaccaro here. Danny?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here.
I forgot the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance. Looking.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Town Hall.
We do not have any tonight.
Then the consent agenda, are there any items that anyone would like removed?
Change it too many times.
Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Carl got it?
I'll second.
Danny second. Roll call vote.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins? Boyer absent.
Correspondence?
There is none tonight.
Okay. Reports, questions, and answers. I don't have anything tonight. Does anybody have anything? Okay.
Wait. I just want to make a brief comment on the department reports. I think everybody's doing a wonderful job. Very, very happy to always read them and you know, keep us abreast of what's going on with them.
All right. First action item is serving our standards chapter review for capital application.
So I had sent out chapters.
Excuse me. Under the trustee comments, I wanted to be acknowledged.
Yes, I asked if anybody had anything.
And I raised my hand after Peggy.
My apologies, Joe. I did not see you. Go ahead.
There are a couple things I'd like to quickly say. I want to thank Mary Jane O'Brien for her years of service as the manager of the Adult Services Department. Her right energy will be missed, as well as her interest in trying to make the library a better place for patrons. It is unfortunate that she chose not to be at tonight's meeting. I would also like to thank Karen Sago for her many years of service at the library as the assistant manager of the Adult Services Department. I wish both of them nothing but good health and happiness as they move on to the next phase of their lives. I also wanted to mention that I had the opportunity this the end of November to visit the Brookfield Library. It's a new facility, very beautifully done, and it was done in spite of a failure of a referendum in the community or in the district to fund it. It's modern, it's not a large library, probably about 22,000 square feet, but it has many of the amenities that one would expect in a library these days. It had big support from its community in terms of contributions. They raised over $1 million from the community to back their program of construction. They had one small company produce or contribute a automated book return system at a cost of in excess of $80,000. And the one problem with that particular library is that they are not land rich like we are. They built their new library across the street from their old site and on a rather small lot that had been the site of a church that found itself no longer able to support their building. They took over, or they used their old site, which was across the street, for parking, but they're still waiting for final approvals from the village to get the use of that space. And so their parking is very restricted. They actually only have about 4 parking spaces and on-street parking, but very interesting. I would encourage all of you to visit other libraries when the opportunity arrives. Thank you.
All right, so action items. We're going to serving our standards chapter.
Yes, so I had sent out a summary for chapters 6, I believe, 7 through 13 minus 12, because we had did 12 in November. And there were, I think overall, I think we're doing pretty good. And so I did a copy, I did put a copy of the draft of the per capita in it. No approval is necessary for the standards review, but we do need to approve the per capita grant application.
I'll make a motion to approve the per capita grant application.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you, Trustee Zayas. Is there any discussion on the grant application? Trustee Olson?
I have a couple of things that I'd like to ask. In chapters 9 and 11, one's the adult services and 11 is the youth services. It refers to library provides staff trained to assist with adaptive equipment and software needed for accessibility resources by the handicap. How do we provide that service?
Hold on a minute, sorry. Chapter 9 and 11?
9 and 11. And your summary, it's the second page, the under reference standards checklist, the third item for item 9, and under chapter 11, it's your fourth page, and it's the
well, I know in
sixth
the past.
Item.
Yeah, I know in the past that if a patron requested a translator for hearing impaired, we've asked somebody to come in and do programs for us. So probably, I guess maybe that would maybe need a little bit more delving into.
Well, the reason that I asked the question is, we're saying that we do provide that. And when I ask the question of how we do it, I'm not hearing that. So I'm not feeling comfortable that that's something that we're doing. The other thing that I think that's very important, you and I had a conversation about the handicapped and organizations representing the handicapped. When we were trying to get people to participate in our community survey. our community. When I've been in the library, I haven't seen those people in the library. Then I also have a question. Chapter 13, which is the last page of your summary. It says the board and staff conduct an annual library walkthrough. To my knowledge, there has been no board walkthrough. I think the last time that, at least on a partial basis, occurred was when we had the building committee, and I believe that was in February or March of 2019. So again, I have a problem answering affirmatively to that.
Well, I myself walk through with the facility manager multiple times during the year, but I can start including the board, and we can have a special board meeting and have you guys start doing the annual walkthrough with us.
I think it says the board, the staff, and
it does, but don't forget that COVID did kind of create an issue for walking through things, so I think you might be being just a little bit too picky. I know that they will do the walkthrough, and you're here every day, so you're walking through all the time. If the rest of us want to come in and make a specific appointment with Carolyn, she certainly is.
Other libraries do it on a formalized basis.
That's fine, Joe.
I've brought it to this board's attention for at least the last 4 years. And, I have a hard time saying that we're doing something if we're not. And I think both of these points should be something that are part of the respective need to be worked on as far as our submission of our application. The other thing that I have a problem with is the succession plan. We're saying that we have one. To my knowledge, the board has never seen that.
That was approved.
We do have one.
We have one. Calico was under, I remember creating one, and the board had input into what would happen if the director wasn't here or became unavailable. You've had an opportunity to FOIA all the records that this library has, so I'm positive it's in your possession. And it's probably time to update it.
And Dina and I are in the midst of updating it.
But the board has done it.
I guess personally, I think that a succession plan should include more than just the director. It should include how, as major positions, and we currently have three of those that are soon to be open, are filled, or how we train people or bring people in who might be able to step up when those vacancies occur.
Okay, so you're talking about succession plans for other staff. Our responsibility is the director. So if that needs to be something that they need to work on,
I understand.
Up, then that's
this
fine.
Is, our responsibility is to our community to see that our library is functioning.
Our library is functioning, and I think you're trying.
The purpose of the board is to hire the director, and this has been gone over at so many ILA conferences.
I agree.
That as the board, we make sure that we have a director, and if it's the director's responsibility to fill the other positions without the input of the board, because if we start getting to that, we start to get, we could be accused of getting into politics, of having one particular applicant over another applicant, and I'm against that. Do we have a responsibility to our community? Of course we do. But we provide the director, we get the best director we have, we can afford, and we can go forward with. Then we get out of the director's way and allow them to be the professional, because we're not library professionals. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'm done.
Okay, so that was discussion. Hearing no further discussion, can we have a roll call to approve the capital grant?
Okay, Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
No.
Lucaro, yes. Janey?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Boyer, absent.
Matrices.
Trustee Olson had asked that I create some sort of matrices and have them in the packet today, at today's meeting, and I chose not to do that. I feel that this should be a board decision. I'd like to know if you feel that the statistics that we provide in our board packet are sufficient enough, or if you would like me to do something else.
I'm satisfied with the information I'm getting. I'm not sure what matrices, what particular details that he wants, if any board member wants. And I think if the board member has that desire for information, they should be specific about what information they want.
I'd like to comment on this. I think to begin with, we have a problem. I did not ask for matrices. I asked for metrics. And there is a very big difference. So I'm not sure that Director Nance even understands what he's talking about. Any viable business or governmental other agencies should be cognizant of what is occurring in their organization, what the trends are, and what is being done to address negative trends. The information that we're currently being provided does not show those trends unless you sit down individually and plot that data. And we have, for years now, been seeing a decline in the activities of this library. Our community, those who are residents of our district, are turning their backs on us because we're not providing what they need. I don't know what that is, but I do know that we're now down to a little over 25% of our district residents have a card. That was 50%, and that, you know, we have had goals that were set in the 2018 strategic plan that never addressed this. When I look at what's in the current strategic plan and the status, all I see is postponed due to COVID. You know, we've got to get beyond that answer. COVID is going to be with us for a while. Other businesses have adapted. Other libraries have adapted. We have not. And I think that we need to start seeing on a regular basis trend data reported so that it is in front of us and we should be asking the questions every month about what we're doing to turn it around.
I'm still not sure what metrics or information. You're talking about trends. There's so many trends in the library world. In the library world, what trends are you specifically requesting information on? As a board member, just to have information given to me, if I don't know what context it's in, I don't know what to do with it or where we're going to go for it. I know we have a retreat coming up in January where we talk about our strategic plan. I think some of this information would be timely to bring up in that, under those circumstances. Thank you.
If this board does not feel that it's important that we turn these trends around, then I think it's time for us to put a ballot proposal to close the library. I'm sure that would not have a problem passing.
Now you're being outrageous, Trustee Olson. You really, sometimes you need to take a step back, because the whole world doesn't revolve around Trustee J.A. Olson, okay? You insult Carolyn constantly. You're here every day freaking out the staff. You just need to take a step back. It isn't, in your world, nothing will ever meet up to your standards, okay? But you can't drag people in off the sidewalk and say, you've got to get a card because you've got to be a member of this library. The people that live here know we're here. They appreciate our library. And no one's going to vote to close it up. That's a ridiculous statement. I'm done.
I understand that. I understand that there are a lot of comments about COVID, but COVID is a fact. It has affected us for the past couple of years, and we cannot go positive from something that wasn't there. The library was shut down. The statistics are going to be down, and we have to work our way back up, which is what we're going to do. However, you can't expect to get something from something that wasn't there. Okay, yes, we need to work on it, but the facts are it needs to be postponed because it was affected by COVID. And yes, COVID may be around and we're going to adapt. That doesn't mean that we're not trying. That doesn't mean that we haven't done anything. And it doesn't mean that we need to shut the library down, Joe. I don't understand where all this negativity from you is coming from.
It's clear that we are not.
You want trends?
Doing.
Show us an example, please. Bring an example here of what you are wanting, and we will address it at that time. Okay? Because nobody here obviously understands what you're wanting. So if you could mock something up and bring it to a board meeting so we can see what the heck you're wanting.
I attempted to do that in March of 2020.
Oh, wait, COVID hit.
And that was the night that the governor shut down the state. If I would have had that information the day before, we probably wouldn't have had a meeting that night. And also at that time, you more or less, you came in, you didn't provide us with how much time you wanted from the board. You wanted to do a PowerPoint or something. We didn't know what you were going to do, how many hours you wanted to take up with the board meeting. We're all volunteers. We want to get things done for the library. If you want to bring information, let the board members know beforehand what you want to talk about.
I did.
And we had that COVID. You might not get that, but that was really important. Thousands of people have died because of COVID. And that's our first responsibility, is the safety of our staff and our patrons. Comes much more than how many people in the village of Bartlett have a library card. I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize.
We had an agreement from Carolyn in her objectives for the 2021-22 year that she would start providing metrics by September. Carolyn went out and bought at a cost to the library of $150 a book on metrics, and yet we're still not seeing any.
Okay, so what is the action that needs to be taken on this? Do we need a...
What are we voting on?
There's no motion.
Right, is there a motion regarding this, whatever this is? I don't even know why this is on here. Okay then, moving on. Reduction of the 2021-2022 operating budget.
Trustee Olson requested that this be on the agenda, and while I do agree with him, I'm asking just if we could put it on hold tentatively until Dean and I can get the hires in place for our positions that we have open. Peggy Daney did send me notice from Cook County, so this is something that we're going to have to address, that the tax payments are going to be extremely late this year, so it is a viable thing that we need to do. But I think we can wait a month or so. I'd like to get halfway through the year to look where we're at.
Did you say February?
February.
I'll make a motion to table this item until February of 2022.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro? Yes. Hank Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Boyer absent.
Entertainers or speakers selling items that are in response to programs followed.
Trustee Olson asked for this to be on the agenda, and I had sent out an email previously explaining what had occurred on the day, and that we do have a policy that addresses it. We've always offered cards for businesses if they've done a program. They're not actively allowed to solicit anybody, but people can pick up those cards if they want to.
I'm sorry. The issue has nothing to do with that. The policy addresses those whom we employ or contract with to present programs. The instance in question was we purchased cookies and pretzels from a local concern, and we put out next to those that concern's business card at the library week events. That is like one of us doing a trustee coffee with the trustees event and putting our business cards out on the table, not the library cards, but our business cards from which we derive our income. I think it's totally inappropriate. I think I was appalled that we would be promoting a business in that fashion. And I think we need a policy that specifically says that the library employees will not promote any business while they're acting in their role as an employee at the library.
Did you not ask where you could get a good gingerbread cookie from?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask them where you could get a good gingerbread cookie from when you were talking to them that day? Did you ask them for a business card?
They were out in a box on the table next to the pretzels.
what is, I still don't understand what the issue with that is.
I'm sorry, you don't understand why?
They weren't actively handing out cards to patrons saying, hey, go to this place.
The cards were prominently displayed next to the pretzels. That's promoting of an individual business. That's not appropriate for us to be doing in our roles as when we're working in the library. Whether we're working in the library as an employee or we're in the library as a trustee doing a coffee with the trustees.
So all those coffees with the trustees, when we would have stuff from Dunkin' Donuts, oh, the box said Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, the coffee thing says Dunkin'. You know, Joe, you're nitpicking at things. We're not promoting the person's thing. If the cards were there, fine. We're not saying anybody. You can't have that unless you frequent that. Really, you're nitpicking. You're going overboard. You really are going overboard.
Trustee Barry.
If there was a violation, I don't see a violation there. I think that part of being a trustee and the library was being part of this community. And that involves private businesses in this community. That shop, various different places. We work with them, we hope they're successful. Because they have supported the library in the past, maybe through the Library Foundation. But we also have a very good, the library, by doing these little things that really we're not promoting, we're not standing handing them out, they're there on the table. And people are pretty savvy if they want a business card or not. They're not looking at the library as promoting this business or that business over another. The people in this community are very savvy. They look at that, oh, I don't need the services from that business, so I'm not gonna go there. Or maybe I do. They appreciate it. In fact, when I was on the Rails board, and we talked about the importance of libraries, patrons go out to the library. There's another benefit to the community because they're not just going to come to the library and go back to their home. They're going to go to the library, then they're going to stop here and pick this up and pick that up and all that. The library is kind of like a reason, okay, well, I'm here, I'm going to go shop here. The library adds value to the community, economic value to the rest of the community. And I see that cards on the table is not promoting. Promoting it, actually handing them out, having the names of that organizations under signage. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't see any sort of problem here. Thank you.
Trustee Picaro?
From what I understand, the company in question is also going to be doing a program of decorating the cookies. So if anything, it's also promoting. So someone would see that and say, oh, that's a place I want to sign up and I want to be part of that program. So it also was promoting a program that we were having with them also.
That was not being done.
The name was out there. When people would see the name in the brochure, they would remember that.
In the brochure, yes.
But then we click, oh, that's the person, those are the cookies I got at the library. I want to go to that program.
And we have a policy that says when we engage somebody to do a program, then we allow them to have their materials at that program. That's totally different been putting their business cards next to something that we paid for and we're handing out. I really have an objection to that.
You mentioned something about...
If the board doesn't have an objection, then, you know, I suggest that any of you who are in business, that you start bringing your business cards and putting them out on the table when we have coffee with trustees.
Do you believe that a library employee, a patron asks the library employee, where's a good place to eat around here? That they can't answer that question because they're on the clock at the time? I know when I travel, I go into, if I ended up in a small little town, I'll go into the library and I'll talk to people. And I'll say, where can we get lunch around here? It's just conversation. It's one human being to another.
But see, I believe that's a reference service.
And also, you get into some First Amendment problems there.
Is there a motion for this?
I'm sorry, do I have a motion? Yes. My motion is that we do not permit the distribution of any literature of a business or business cards by library staff who are working at the time. That would not prohibit those who are coming in to give programs, who are selling something, from putting their business cards or a brochure at the back of the meeting room, as our existing policy says. But I believe this is a totally different, distinct issue
from this
policy.
Is that your full motion?
That's my motion.
Is there a second to the motion? Hearing none, motion fails. Moving on, designation of two trustees to review the past 6 months of library board meetings.
I had sent out the list. So I believe that Trustee Olson is up, and who is it? Trustee Olson and
Barry.
Mm-hmm. So I just need to update a couple of the draft minutes to reflect the change from the draft to regular, and I will email you when they are ready.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
When should we have this completed by?
Well, we have to wait until January, because then the December minutes will be approved.
Of course, so
probably by like February.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so actually, Barry and Olson, I will email you next week or this week and get those updated, and you guys can do those in December. And then Boyer and Sias will do the July through December after December is done.
Thank you.
50th Anniversary Celebration Committee.
So we are trying to figure out if our 50th anniversary is next year or in 1973. I believe there was an election in 72 where the residents voted the district into place, but I don't believe that the doors open till 73. So I'm working with Tam to hammer down the details, and I'm also going to be going back into the records retention to our very first binder to see if I can pinpoint it down. In the meantime, I'd like to create a committee to really do a fun, exciting 50th celebration. And I was hoping that Trustee Daney and Trustee Bucaro could serve on it. And then it would be myself and Lisa Marinelli and maybe Mary Bebito and Pam.
That sounds
Director Nance. I have a complete listing of all library trustees from the original inception. When I went through all the minutes, I put together such a list. I'll get it typed up and sent to you. It shows the year of election, and in many cases, people left before their term was up. But it shows when they came up, succeeded, trustees came on the boards.
That would be great, because we'd like to invite all of the trustees to attend the celebration. So, thank you.
Trustee Fair?
Well, whenever this is, I could see having a year-long thing, like go for the gold, so we have something going on, and then the big celebration whenever.
I think I even suggested having it the last week of 2022 into 2023.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, do you need a motion on that, or is that just something that is say okay to?
I think you should do a motion on it, because it's a creation of a committee.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we create a committee to celebrate the 50th anniversary, whenever it is.
Okay. I'll second it.
Trustee McLaren, Trustee Damien, is there any further discussion on this? Okay, roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Damien?
Yep.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Bear, but Boyer, absent.
Okay, and then I will go ahead and appoint Trustee Bucaro and Trustee Damien.
Thank you.
Okay, discussion items. Just a 2022 strategic planning update.
So we've been busy in our learn phase of the strategic planning process. Our community survey closed on November 29th. Amanda was thrilled to have 323 responses. Amanda was at the library on December 6th for in-person focus groups and completed the virtual focus groups later the same week. She's currently in the process of interviews with community stakeholders. In addition, board and staff members participated in the rounding meetings to get additional input beyond the environmental scan and the SOAR analysis exercises. And then we have our board and staff retreats in January. Okay. And she has been fantastic to work with.
Trustee Olson?
Yes, I'd like to see a show of hands for the trustees that participated in the rounding.
I set my information in.
I participated, kind of like.
When I talked to Amanda, everyone had done an interview with Amanda, and she had one more on her list to call. I believe she was going to call you this week, John. But I believe everybody's been participating in the interviews.
Oh, and I discovered the rounding. I asked her specifically, what did she mean by rounding? And she informed me earlier in her career, she did a lot of work with doctors and hospitals and stuff like that. When they would make their rounds, they would have interviews and talk conferences. And that's where she got this internal, because I was wondering, rounding, I've never heard that before.
I didn't either, that's interesting.
So.
Get something done, is walk around. Okay, November financial packet in-depth review.
So I enclosed in your packets an in-depth review of our November financials, and it was pretty clear, so I just would entertain any questions or comments.
Okay. IMRF fund rate for 2022.
It went up slightly. It's 15.08. For 2022, up slightly from 14.31.
Just a question. How is that determined?
It is determined from IMRF, and I cannot recall.
Or something
yeah,
like
I can't recall okay. Right now, but I could send out the information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Building maintenance update?
Parking lot is on hold. Parking light should be completed by the end of this week. We're getting a lot of compliments from patrons about how bright it is. There is going to be an increase in the invoice because they had to order different lights related to the village inspection. And then the unforeseen concrete work that was added because of the parking lot issue. So we should see a decrease in Lewis and Sons, and we'll see an increase in Greenby for the concrete work. And then we had a leak on Saturday, the 11th. I called the plumber because we didn't think it was a pinhole leak. The plumber confirmed that it was actually an issue with the roof. So the roofer came out. It's like the mouse and the cookie. The roofer came out, and he did find some cracks in the flat area of the roof. He did inspect some shingles and saw some cracks in the shingles. I asked the roofer if our shingles are covered under warranty, because Trustee Olson had said that they might possibly be. Labor is not. And then I also asked them for a quote to do a roof inspection, since it's been a while since we've had that done. And then Associated Electric is coming out to do our lights. And then Core Mechanical came out on the 13th because it was really hot upstairs. We found that the starter panel for our supply fan was not connecting correctly. The electrician came out, and he was able to get the system working, but he will be submitting quotes for the replacements, parts, and or new supply fan. And that's it.
All right, campaign development.
I put this on the agenda as a discussion item for follow-up from November's meeting. I believe that the trustees were going to reach out to other trustees to, or...
Anybody have anything? Okay. 2018 to 21, strategic plan update.
I just wanted to pass this out again, just as a reminder. Technically, we were done in June of 2021. And yes, you know, some of the goals we did not reach because of COVID, and you know, some of the things we researched and deemed were not feasible. So I still stand by that plan. I think that at the time it was created, we had a major deficit, and one of the main goals was to get out of the deficit, and I think that's the big accomplishment that we walked away from with that strategic plan. Mm-hmm. And the marketing plan. There was a lot of focus for, you know, increase in percentages and statistics wise, but when you have to close the facility, it's hard to get those numbers out.
That was the 2018-21 marketing plan update. Okay. All right, then we've got the director's report, informational only. So any other questions you have on the information that she provided?
I love the look of the lights throughout town, and I'm glad that we did this because I think it really set the library off nicely.
And I have to tell you, Saturday we had so much fun. Lisa and I handed out the mugs for the start of the Cocoa Crawl, and we had 200 patrons come in, and they were just so happy to be here and to be out and about and celebrating, and they loved the mugs, and it was really smooth. The people from the chamber could not come, so it was just Lisa and I. Monica Boyer and I were having our meeting because she signed off on the checks this week, so she offered to stay and help us. So it was really nice, and Peggy was there, and
yeah, I was.
It was good. It was a good day.
Dressed like an elf.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'm so glad that we're part of it because the relationships that we're building with the village and the park district, they continue to grow and become much stronger. You know, and I think that's so key. You know, so.
And that came through with all the meetings that you've been having, and also with the COVID. We're meeting with them all the time with that, so that was very key.
Yeah, yeah.
Trustee Olson?
I have a question on the are we still talking about the marketing plan?
We had moved on to the director's report. We had gone through that.
Thank you.
Okay. At this time, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Okay, hold on, let me get my thingy going.
Well, that doesn't need to be turned on.
Okay, go ahead. No, okay. Sorry.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn to executive session as permitted by 5 ILCSA Section 2C1.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Trustee Barr.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Dany?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Boyer absent.
We are adjourned at 7:50 PM. Can you turn that one on the board? Fired.
Oh. I dealt with me.
No, I'll make a motion to go out of executive session.
Is there a second? Trustee Sias?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion on that? Roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Dany?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes. We are adjourned at 7:57 PM. Calling the regular board meeting back into session at 7:58 PM. Roll call for that.
Sias?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Lucaro here. Olson?
Here.
Dany?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here.
Boyer absent.
There is no further discussion on that. They were just updates, so we have a motion to adjourn the regular meeting, please.
I'll move to adjourn the regular meeting.
Thank you, Trustee Dany. Is there a second? Trustee Barry? Roll call.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Olson?
Here, yes.
Dany?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Boyer absent.
Okay, we are adjourned at 7:58 PM. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.